弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
现在是读经的时间。
Now it's time to read the verses.
今天的经文还是在以弗所书四章一节到六节。
Ephesians chapter verse 1-6.
我来念单数节，然后请弟兄姊妹们念双数节。
I read the single verses and the brothers and sisters, please read even verses.
第一节，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called.
昨天晚上后来发的。弟兄姊妹，大家可以拿起自己的圣经哈，因为这个屏幕上一时没有打出来啊。第二节我们一起来念：凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐、互相宽容
，and gentleness with patience, bearing with one another in love。
第三节，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐。合而为一的心
，eager to maintain the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace。
第四节，身体只有圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙有一个指望。
There is one body, one spirit, as you were called to the hope that belongs to your call。
第五节，主一信一喜。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
第六节，众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
我们一起来为讲台祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父
，Dear Heavenly Father,
恩主耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ,
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
谢谢你以你的爱和真理将我们召聚在你的施恩宝座前。
Thank you for gathering us together by your love and truth.
我们求主你的圣灵亲自的指教我们。
We pray that you teach us.
开我们灵里的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
让我们看见教会是以基督为首。是他在地上的身体。
Let us know that the church is body of Christ.
指教我们如何谦卑温柔，彼此忍耐。
Teach us how to be humble, patient, and bear one another in love.
在主的身体里面能够合一
，unify in the body of Christ.
一同长进
，grow together.
将一切的荣耀都归给你。
All praise to the Lord.
这样祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贵得胜。
We pray in the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen. 感谢主，让我们再一次来宣讲以弗所书的真理。
Thanks, Lord. We together learn the truth in the Scripture.
我们今天的经文的重点还是在以弗所书四章二到三节。
Still from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 2-3.
上一次是我们有关合一的第一讲。
Last time was the first sermon on the unity.
我们讲到教会合一是神的旨意。
We talk about that the unity of the church is God's will.
也讲到合一的重要性。
Importance of the unity.
也讲到合一的困难。
Difficulty of the unity.
以及什么是真正的合一。
And what is the true meaning of the unity?
我们也举了一些应用的例子。
We also have some examples.
在什么是真正的合一这个题目下面，
under what exactly is unity?
我们讲到合一有这么几个特点。
Below are the characteristics of the unity.
第一，合一是在基督里的。
Number one, unity is in Christ.
是以基督为首，弟兄姊妹同心合一的顺服基督。
With Jesus Christ as head, brothers and sisters bear one another and obey Jesus.
第二，合一是在圣灵里的。
Unity is in the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵所赐。
It's given by the Holy Spirit.
不是人手所造出来的。
Not made by human.
第三，合一是在真理里的。
Thirdly, unity is in the truth.
信主的人是因主耶稣的基督的真理而成圣的人。
Those who believe in Jesus is sanctified by the Holy Spirit from the Jesus Christ.
We 因此在真理里面合一。
So that we are unified in the truth.
今天呢，我们再进一步解释什么是真正的合一。
Today we continue explaining what exactly is the truth. Is the unity.
然后呢，再开始讲如何保守合一。
Then we talk about how to maintain unity.
进一步的来讲，真正的合一是在教会里，就是耶稣基督的身体里面，是有机的、充满生命的、活泼的、成长当中的合一。
Unity within Christ and church is Jesus' body with full life fulfilled living and growth in unity.
这正如一个活的身体各部分之间的协调一致。
Just like different body parts, they can work together.
所以保罗一直是在教会是基督的身体这一个语境下讲合一的。
Paul has been teaching under the context that church is the body of Christ.
以弗所书第一章就讲到这样来讲到主耶稣和教会之间的关系。
The same as how Ephesians is talking about Christ and the church.
以弗所书一章二十二节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
然后在第四章，保罗也这样讲到主的身体，是教会。
Then in chapter 4, Paul also talked about the body of Christ, which is the church.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，并叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every day, every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every point, every joint with which it is equipped,When each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love.
所以从这种活的生命体的眼光，我们看到真正的合一还有以下这些特点。
So that from the perspective of such living, from living perspective, we see the unity has the following qualities.
第一，这个合一是由里到外的，彰显并遵从统一的生命原则。
Number one, the unity is from inside out.
里面和外面都协调，就像一个健康人的身体。
Inside match outside, just like a healthy body.
从第一个细胞开始，就按照神在 DNA 里设好的编码成长。
From very first cell, it's growing just like the DNA code given by God.
身体各部分彼此配合，协调一致。
Different body parts work together in unity.
把神的旨意彰显出来。
Expose God's will.
第二呢，这一个合一是听从基督元首，不断在成长当中。
Number two, this unity is having God as the head and continual growth within him.
第三点， 这种合一不是机械、死板、整齐划一的。
Number three, this unity is not just rigid uniform.
因为身体各部分是不一样的。
Because different body parts are different.
却能够协调一致。
But they can work together in unity.
这种生命内里的协调是不能够从外面加进去的。
There could not be any add-ons to this unity.
这是区别于外面的合作、协作或者组织。
It's different from external cooperation, work together, and organizations.
我不知道多少弟兄姊妹知道《弗兰肯斯坦》这个小说。
I don't know how many brothers and sisters know Frankenstein.
在那个小说里面有一个科学怪人，他要造一个人。
In this fiction, there is a big monster. He wants to make people.
他是用不同尸体的各部分想造出一个新人来。
He wants to make people from different dead parts of the body.
但是呢，最后的结果却是灾难性的。
But the result is disaster.
而耶稣基督身体里的合一却不是这样的。
But the unity in body of Christ is very different.
它是由上帝所赐的新的生命原则从里面生发出来的。
It's given by God, and the life is from inside out.
好，那我们讲了这个主所要的真合一的特点。
Now we'll just talk about the true meaning of unity in Christ.
而接下来保罗的吩咐也是神的吩咐，就是要竭力保守这样的合一。
And then Paul talk about how to...eager to maintain such unity.
我们是要保守而不是创造。
We need to maintain, not create.
因为刚才讲了，这种生命里的灵里的合一是神赐给教会的。
This type of unity inside our life is given by the God to the church.
也是神创立他的教会就必然要赐予的。
It's by default given God.
主耶稣在他大祭司的祷告里让我们明白
from the prayer that Jesus wants us to understand
神的三个位格之间的合一赋予了教会的合一性。
The Trinity of the Lord is endowed the church with unity.
神子基督与天父合一
Jesus Christ is in unity with the God.
作为他身体的教会与元首合一。
As the head of the church, Jesus Christ is unified with God.
各肢体也理所当然的合一。
Different parts, so that different parts of the church can work together and be in unity.
这样神圣的合一，教会当然是必须竭力保守的。
Church should be eager to maintain such unity and holiness.
竭力的意思是必须尽全力。
Eager means...to do the best.
付上各种代价要去实现。
By any means to achieve the goal.
可见其重要性。
Which is very important.
而这样的吩咐呢也表示合一是有挑战性的。
Such teaching also telling us this type of unity is challenging.
若不全力以赴就不能够保守。
If we don't do our best, we cannot maintain.
而这个保守又不是死板停滞的不作为的那一种。
Such unity is not just to keep unity without, by avoiding doing anything.
不是那种多一事不如少一事的所谓保守。
Not avoiding doing actual things.
而是在生命成长中的保守合一。
But unity in the life.
就是说在身体的成长中各肢体还是要保持协调一致，彼此配合。
While growing, different parts of body, just like the human body, while growing, different parts of body should work together, be in unity.
所以保罗在以弗所书后面的章节以及其他书信里面
，in the latter chapter of Ephesians and other letters to churches,
他都有多次的吩咐。
Paul teaches many times,
要教会各肢体竭力发挥各自的功用。
Different parts of the church should do its best with its own functionalities.
保守教会的合一和成长。
Maintain the unity and growth.
因为只有各肢体充分竭力地发挥了各自的功用。
Only if different parts of the church do its best and with its own functionality.
才能有真正的合一。
So that there is true unity.
和成长。
And growth.
正如保罗在罗马书十二章里面所吩咐的。
Just like Romans chapter 12, Paul teaches.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言，或做执事就当专一执事，或做教导的就当专一教导，或做劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith, if service, in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness.
那么具体的来讲，我们如何保守这样的合一呢？
So how can we maintain this unity?
四章二节，以弗所四章二节给出了具体的教导。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2 teaches us,
凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love.
这里有四样吩咐，也就是说要保守真正的合一，我们要做四件事情。
In order to keep the real unity, there are four steps.
第一，要谦虚。
Number one, be humble.
第二，要温柔。
Number two, be gentle.
第三，要忍耐。
Number three, be patient.
第四，要用爱心互相宽容。
Number four, bear one another in love.
如果分一下，谦虚和温柔是个人内里的品质。
Just to list it out, humble and gentle is within one's body, is the inner quality.
而忍耐和用爱心互相宽容更多是人和人之间的相处之道。
But patience and bearing one another in love are more like how you get along with different people.
按照由里到外的原则，必须有个人的谦虚温柔，个人之间才能彼此忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
According to the order from inside out, one must have humble and gentleness in order to be patient and bear one another in love.
所以这四件事有这么一个渐进的过程。
So there is a flow for those four steps.
从里面开始，从自己开始，到个人之间。
From the inside, from yourself, then to anyone else.
而个人呢，又是要在凡事上谦虚温柔。
And everyone should be humble and gentle in all things they do.
而这四件事里面的第一件就是谦虚。
The first thing is humble.
神的话语我们实在要阿们。
To the Lord's word, we say amen.
首先不谦虚就不能保守合一，这是显而易见的。
First, unity can be without humble.
一群骄傲的人肯定是互相合不来的。
Arrogant people cannot work together in unity.
第二，这也是提醒以弗所的弟兄姊妹以及所有的教会。
Secondly, this is also a reminder for people and for different brothers and sisters in Ephesus and in church in general.
就是我们在认识主之前都是骄傲的。
That before we know we're accepting Christ, we're all arrogant.
我们都是不谦虚的。
We are not humble.
自我中心。
Self-centered.
犹太人如此。外邦人也是一样。
Just like the Jewish and Gentiles.
那么现在在教会里有主赐下的合一。
Now, there are unity given by God.
犹太人跟外邦人一同在教会里面。
Jewish people and Gentiles both are in the church.
我们就不要犯老毛病。
Don't make the same mistakes before.
又骄傲起来，破坏了合一。
Not to be arrogant and destroy unity.
那让我们来仔细看一下，这里所说的谦虚到底指的是什么。
Let's see what exactly is humble mean.
而我们今天讲到的时间啊，也只有看这一件事情。
Given the time limit today, we can only talk about the humble.
其他三样我们以后慢慢讲，求主帮助。
The other three things, we'll talk about later. Yeah.
我们先看一下在这里谦虚的定义。
Now we see the definition of humble.
这里谦虚的希腊原文哈，它是由两部分组成的。
There are two parts of the original Greek translation.
那这个词的第一部分呢，它是低的意思，就是 low.
The first part of this Greek word is low.
第二部分的意思就是想或者认为。
The second part of this Greek word is think.
英文就是 think 了。
Think.
合起来就是说，要把自己想得很低。
The whole word means treat yourself as very low.
Yeah, low-mindedness.
Low-mindedness. Yeah.
也就是说，这里谦虚的意思是要低看自己的能力和才干，以及自己一切所有的。
Here, the meaning of humble is to underestimate, your own ability and your own your own ability.
It's not underestimate. Is think honestly but lowly about what you have.
Think honestly and lowly about what you have.
Yeah. 无论自己在世上的地位、财富、出身、名义，都不要引以为傲。
Doesn't matter your social status, your wealth, your origin, your prestigious. Don't be proud of those.
都不要以为有什么了不起。
Yeah. Don't be so proud of those.
我们既然认识了神，就当知道。
Since we know God, we should be knowing.
这些有哪样不是神所赐的呢？
Everything we have is given by the God.
我们在神面前不过是尘土。
We are just small piece of dust in front of the Lord.
若不是他的恩典与怜悯，我们什么都不是，什么都没有。
We are nothing, we don't have anything without his grace and mercy.
在圣经里面对谦虚的经典注解，有一处是在腓立比书二章三节。
In the scripture, there is a famous explanation of humble, which is in Philippians chapter 2, verse 3.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant.Than yourselves.
所以谦虚就是看别人比自己强。
Which so that humble means count others more significant than yourselves.
就是看低自己。
You think yourself as low.
认为别人比自己更重要、更要紧、更强。
And treat others as more important, and more, as better than you.
这节里面呢，把谦虚和两样事情对立起来。
In this verse, there is a contrast between this, the humble with two other things.
一样中文翻成是结党。
One is partisanship.
但实际上英文翻译的更准确一点是这个 selfish ambition.
Actually is selfish ambition.
另一样是贪图虚浮的荣耀。
The other one is
conceit.
Yeah.
刚才说到这个和合本里面发现结党不是很准确哈。那么有一个吕正中的译文呢，中文是准确一点。他说是凡事都不要凭着淫私争胜而做。
The translation by Lu Zhenzhong is more accurate, which is do nothing from selfish ambition.
就说淫私啊，就是为着自己私利。争胜呢，就是让自己显得，让自己得好处，让自己显得更高。
Which is not making things, not gaining things for yourself, not doing things for yourself.
就是不从自私的野心出发做事。
It's not originated from your own ambition.
这个是因为野心和虚荣 是谦虚的反面。
Ambition is on the opposite side of humble.
另外有一处，就是使徒彼得在彼得前书五章的吩咐。
There is another piece that in First Peter chapter 5.
你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you.
这里呢，彼得把谦卑，其实跟这个谦虚啊，以弗所书的当中那个谦虚是同一个词，与骄傲对立起来。
Here Peter listed humble and which is similar to humility in Ephesians, which is in the opposite side of arrogance and proud.
和腓立比书二章三节类似的
，similar to Philippians chapter 2 verse 3，
彼得在这里说谦卑的表现，也是弟兄姊妹之间彼此的看对方比自己强，能够彼此的顺服。
And here Peter teaches us that humble means you treat your brothers sisters as better than you, and then bear one another in love.
因为只有看对方比自己强。才能够愿意顺服对方。
Only if you see others that is better than you, then you can bear one another in love.
彼得也讲到谦卑和骄傲在神面前截然不同的结果。
Peter also mentioned that there is different result by being arrogant or humble in front of God.
神阻挡和降卑那些骄傲的人。
God opposes.Those who are proud,
而要赐恩和升高那些谦虚的人
and exalt those who are humble.
好，这个是谦虚的一些基本的定义
the fundamental meanings of definitions of humble.
而这种谦虚的品质啊，和这个世界是形成强烈的对比。
This definition of humble is totally different with how the world sees humbleness.
在希腊文里面，新约圣经之前就没有出现过。
In Greek, there is no such word as humble before the New Testament.
也就是说，在使上帝感动新约的使徒先知写下圣经之前，希腊罗马的文化里面干脆就没有这个概念。
Which means there is no such thing as humble in the history of Roman before that.The apostles wrote letters in New Testament.
古代这个世界不认可、不推荐、不欣赏这种谦虚的品质。
In the ancient world, humbleness is not recognized, not encouraged.
即使到新约教会诞生之后的一两个世纪
，Not until the first one or two centuries after the first church was born.
还有当时的希腊罗马世界的智慧人呢？
And there are so-called, quote-unquote, intelligent people from the Greek and Roman world.
把谦虚这种品质列为不推荐的黑名单里面的一种。
They regard this humbleness as a bad thing.
原因也不难猜了。
The reason is obvious.
按照今天的话说，太弱鸡了，太没面子了，也太吃亏了。
Humble shows weakness. Yeah.
那么现在这个世界呢，其实也是一样的。
Modern world is similar.
这个世界里面推崇自强、自信、倚靠自己、自我进取。
This society promoting self-improving, confidence, rely on yourself, and have ambitions.
Yeah, 鼓励人要有万丈雄心。
Oh, yeah.
Be aggressive.
Encourage people to be aggressive.
Yeah.那么美国当代的例子很多啊。
There are many examples from modern America.
现在呢，美国文化已经变成了一个极度培养自我中心和骄傲的文化。
The culture here in the U.S. has been promoting selfishness and yeah, selfishness.
到了变态的地步。
To an extreme point.
以人自己所有的为骄傲。
People are proud of everything they have.
甚至缺点和罪恶。
Even including the bad part.
比如说骄傲月。
For example, Pride Month.
那是不以为耻反以为荣。
They don't see anything as bad, but everything they have is great, glorified.
Yeah, 以黑为白，以丑为美。
Turning black to white and see sin as beauty.
为了满足人的自我中心和骄傲。
In order to satisfy their own selfishness and pride.
甚至改变了基本的好坏善恶的标准。
They changed the standard of what's good and bad.
而且呢，还有将这个新的标准强加给所有的人。
And they force this such standard to everyone.
不允许人指出他们的错。
Not allowing people to have their own voice.
那么另一方面
，on the other side，
在我们中国的传统文化里面
，in the traditional Chinese culture，
似乎也教导人要谦虚。
It seems like they also teach us how to be humble.
不要出头。
Don't
assert yourself.
Don't assert yourself.
不要张狂。
Don't be aggressive.
等等
etc.
但是我们看到上帝所定义的谦虚跟这些世界上的是有本质的不同。
But we see the humbleness given by God, defined by God, is totally different with the humbleness defined by the world.
而这个谦虚是由耶稣基督道成肉身带来了一个翻转。
This humbleness is because of Jesus Christ's incarnation.
将真正的这个谦虚带入这个世界。
Deliver the real meaning of the humble and humility.
是神亲自的道成肉身。
Is through this incarnation.
耶稣基督受死十架。
Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
为我们最完美的展示了什么是谦虚。
Showed us what exactly is humbleness and humility.
我们都很熟悉腓立比书二章五到十一节的经文。
We're all familiar with Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 11.
那里讲到，那一位全知全能、创造一切、掌管一切、拥有一切的神子。
In those verses, they are talking about the Lord, the Son of God is omnipotent, controlling everything, creating everything.
却放下一切，降卑到极致，成为奴仆。
But he gave up everything and be very humble, willing to be servants of people.
甚至为人以最屈辱的方式而死。
And willing to die, in such humility way.
为什么他能够如此呢
？Why can he do that？
因为他爱父神
，because he loves the Lord，
愿意顺服父的旨意
，willing to obey God's will，
也因为他爱世人
，he loves the people，
甘心为人流血出罪
，willing to sacrifice himself。
在基督最高的榜样里面
，in the highest example from the Christ，
我们看到谦虚的实质
，there is the true meaning of humble，
就是顺服神的旨意。
Which is to obey God's will.
如彼得所说
，just like Peter said.
所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you.
这是彼得把自卑和伏在神大能的手下做一个等同。
This is equivalent. Is this equivalent to Peter obey God's will?
这是彼得在吩咐会众效法基督顺服父神的安排。
This is also what Peter teaches the people in church to obey.
以至于死，时候到了，神会将他们升高，正如他升高基督一样。
Until death, that when the time comes, the Lord will exalt them.
那么，我们如何在我们的生命当中实行这个谦虚呢？
How do we exercise and practice this humbleness?
根据刚才的论述
Based on what we just talked about.
基督徒的谦卑有着特定的含义和表现。
There's a special meaning of humbleness and humility by Christians.
首先
，first，
这个谦虚意味着接受神在他伟大的计划里为自己所设定的角色，愿意顺服。
This humility means that accept what God has given to you and willing to obey.
第二呢，在教会的有机体大家庭里面。
Secondly, in the church family,
认识神给自己的地位和分配的恩赐。
Understand the status and gifts from God.
愿意努力发挥所得的恩赐，彼此配合，一同成长。
Willing to make great use of the gifts, work together and grow together.
这个啊，不同于世界上的谦谦君子、好好先生。
This is different with people who are nice by name.
那只停留在世界层面上，人和人之间避免冲突的一种礼貌。
Such humbleness, such worldly humbleness is only on the worldly level to avoid conflict among people.
以及怕招来嫉妒和打击而采取的自保的策略。
Also want to protect itself, by avoiding envy and verbally attack.
而在神面前的真谦卑，就像刚才说的。是不一样的。
In contrast, the real meaning of humility is different in in Lord.、
我们再看几个榜样。
Then here are some other examples.
施洗约翰的榜样。
The example from John the Baptist.
他勇敢地斥责犹太宗教领袖的假冒为善。
He boldly rebuke the hypocrisy from the Jewish leaders.
他大声地疾呼要他们真正悔改。
He loudly asked them to repent.
也不惧怕地上君王的权势。
He's not afraid of the power of the worldly leaders.
斥责希律王娶他兄弟的妻子希罗米是不合法的。
Rebuke the king Herod that marrying his brother's wife Herodias is not moral.
最后因此而被斩。
Then John the Baptist was.Execute because of this.
以他这样的勇敢，恐怕很多人不会把一般人的这个谦虚或者谦谦君子的头衔给他。
Normal people will not call John the Baptist as humble because there's such courage.
但他在神面前。却是谦虚的。
But John was treated as humble and humility by God.
约翰福音三章里面记载。
From Gospel of John chapter 3.
施洗约翰的门徒发现耶稣的事工发展的比他们的好。
The apostle of John found out that the ministry by the apostle of Jesus is better.
很多人都跑到耶稣那里被他的门徒施洗。
They came over to Jesus' apostle to be baptized by Jesus' apostle.
所以施洗约翰的门徒就过来跟约翰说。
So the apostle of John came over to talk to John.
他们明显是嫉妒。
They are very envy.
但约翰说他必兴旺我必衰微。
But John said, he must become greater, I must become less.
这是约翰的谦卑。
This is John's humility.
因为他接受神在他伟大的计划里为他所设立的角色。
Because he's willing to accept and obey the status and gift from God.
愿意顺服。
Willing to obey.
他最重要的角色就是为大君王耶稣基督开道。
His most important role is to clear out the way for Jesus Christ's coming.
替主预备人心。
Prepare.People's heart.
向人介绍救主。
Introduce the Lord to people.
一旦使命完成。
Once mission complete.
约翰就心甘情愿地退出舞台。
John is willing to stop right there.
让基督成为焦点和中心。
And Jesus becomes the focus and the center.
他这样愿意服在神大能的手下。
Such willingness to be under the hand of God.
基督也升高他。
Jesus exalts him.
给他极高的评价。
A prison.
我们再看保罗的榜样。
Now we'll talk about Paul.
使徒行传二十章记载保罗和以弗所教会的长老告别。
In Act In Acts chapter 20, Paul is saying farewell to elders of Ephesian church.
19节他说自己凡服侍主凡事谦卑。
Verse 19, serving the Lord with all humility.
用的也是同样那个谦虚，就是今天看的那个谦虚这个词，同样一个希腊文词。
Humility, the meaning of humility is the same origin with the Greek word low-mindedness we talk about today.
但他又说，所以我今日向你们证明，你们中间无论何人死亡，罪不在我身上，因为神的旨意，我并没有一样避讳不传给你们的。所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久，昼夜不住的流泪劝诫你们个人。
But Paul also said, therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Therefore be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears.
他又讲到自己如何爱护以弗所教会的肢体。
He also teaches how to protect each part of the church.
他并没有占他们任何便宜。
He did not take advantage of the church.
更是亲手劳动支援有需要的。
But rather does his best to support everyone in need.
所以我们看到保罗的谦虚不仅是以爱心与弟兄姊妹和平相处。
So humility from Paul is not only to bear one another in Christ in love,
更是竭力完成他作为使徒和牧者的使命。
But also that did his best to fulfill the mission of being apostle and a pastor.
日夜教导、劝诫、警告和保护神托给他牧养的羊群。
Admonish people day and night.
他若不如此。顺服神的旨意，竭力做工。
If Paul does not obey God's will and do his work,
教会在灵性上不能够成熟成长。
And there is no progress in the holiness of church.
一定也不能保守真正的合一。
And for sure, there will not be unity.
同样的道理。
In the same concept.
对于我们来说，在教会的有机体大家庭里。
To us in this church family,
真正的谦虚就是认识神给我们所分配的地位和恩赐。
By the real meaning of humility, we need to understand our status and gift given by God.
愿意在自己的位置上努力发挥所得的恩赐。
Willing to do our best. Willing to do our best by the gifts given by God.
彼此配合，一同成长。
Work together and grow together.
我们不必要嫉妒或论断别人的恩赐、才干和地位。
We do not need to envy envy other people's gifts given by God.
保罗在哥林多后书十二章里面也提醒我们。
In Colossians chapter 12, Paul said,
那些有恩赐的
，those who are gifted.
不是因为比别人好
it's not because it's better than others.
反而是因为不如别的肢体俊美
It's because it's not good as others.
所以神赐恩给他们
So that it's gifted by God.
让他们不至于太难看
So that they don't look too bad.
所以那些有恩赐的
So that those are gifted.
更是要看别人比自己强
Should treat others as more important and better than you.
总之
In a summary.
无论是合一
unity,
还是保守合一的谦虚
or the humility of maintaining unity,
都是要从教会作为基督身体的这个整体的角度来看。
是 from the point that Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
求主帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
让我们从这个圣经启示的角度看见教会。
Let us see, view church from the revelation from scripture.
各肢体乐意彼此顺服，彼此配合。
Happy to bear one another in love, work together.
是基督的身体不断成长。
And grow as a body of Christ.
愿荣耀都归于我们的主。
Praise to the Lord.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
在天父主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你拯救了我们。
Thank you for saving us.
也将我们合在基督的身体里面。
Also unify us in the body of Christ.
让我们可以谦卑温柔彼此忍耐在爱心里一同成长。
Let us be humble, gentle, and bear one another in love.
帮助我们靠着主你的圣灵。
Help us to abide with God's holiness.
致死我们的肉体。
Our flesh dies.